The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to MD Radio, episode number 107. I guess it's April Fool's once again. We're missing my man, Sean Ray. He's on his way traveling back from FIBO Power Show. So I'm your host today, Rodney Roller, filling in, holding down the fort without him today. So got a great show lined up today. Today also is one of my most dreaded days. I don't know if everybody else out there, but anybody who is on the other end of Uncle Sam paying him money, today is a worst day of the year for us. But we got a little reprieve from Uncle Sam, gave us extended till today, so it's a dreaded tax day. So send out your checks if today's your day. But we got a great show lined up. We're going to run down all the what happened this weekend out in FIBO over there, and you know what the results were, and all the news that was going on out there. There's a lot of news in the industry going on right now, so we're going to be covering all that. And I'm going to have on my boy Ron Harris. He's going to be running down all the show with me and his opinions of what he thought was going on out there. I know he had talked to a few people and had a few opinions about that. So without further ado, Ron Harris, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. So we got a great show today. Well, not only you, we also got the big news of the day. We got Hita Tada also joining Team MD. So it'll be someone else for you to work with there. And the big man, Brian Shaw, the Mammoth, he's going to be on with us today also. And to close out the show later in the show, we're going to have Greg Valentino, the Ramblin' Freak. So I'm sure he'll have plenty to say. So how you doing, Ron?
I'm doing real well, Ronnie. Real well. Real well. How about you?
We're doing okay here. You know, like I said, the dreaded tax day today. Are you get your taxes all done already? Are you getting money back? You probably filed a month ago.
Money back. You know what? I think I actually paid about 2 to 3 times more in taxes than I used to actually make for the whole year. Not that long ago in my life. But you got to look at it a positive way. If you're paying a lot of taxes, you're doing pretty well overall.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless that, or you don't have enough deductions or enough, you know, baby's mamas to take care of or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to deduct my dog, but they didn't go.
I got 3 kids, so I enjoy that, you know, the tax break we get for the kids. But, yeah, I don't look forward to it. I hold out until the very last minute, and I wait, you know, to give them my money. Everyone's always in a rush to get their taxes done. I wait till the last minute. I make them wait for my money.
We get them done fairly early, but we don't give them the money till the last possible minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw them.
So tell us, you were checking out some of the, what was going on over there. How do you feel about this show that was going over there in ASA?
The FIBO show, it wasn't the strongest lineup, and Dexter pulled it off, but I have to say the blade was dull. This is by far, I don't want to say the worst Dexter I've ever seen, but I think it is the worst Dexter I've ever seen. Bigger, fuller, round, but the condition, that to me looked like about 80% of his best. And he pulled it off, but I would have had Raquel ahead of him.
Yeah, and you know, Dexter, the reason he's been so successful, you know, the blade got that, you know, nicknamed the blade, is because his conditioning, you know, was never an issue. You knew that if Dexter was in the show, you knew right away what you had to contend with, that you knew he was coming spot on, that you knew his conditioning was, you know, top-notch. No one had better conditioning. Now, I guess later in his career, I don't know, maybe you're getting a little older, you know, your body's changing, your hormones are changing in your body, your thyroid slows down, this, that happens. What do you see that? Do you see that maybe gurus? Do you see that just age catching up with him? What do you feel that is?
I don't think it necessarily is his age. I mean, he's 41. You know, I'm the same age as him. You're a couple of years older. It's conditioning. It's a little tougher as you get older to reach that same condition. You might have to do a little more cardio, cut your carbs back or whatever. But I think he's been switching around people he works with the past year or so. and doesn't seem like he's found a winning formula yet. I think he was better off years ago when he was doing things on his own as far as condition. He was never out of shape.
Yeah, even you know, I figured the first year when I saw him, I said, okay, Dexter's going into the Flex Show. This is going to be, you know, get his feet wet, get a good win under his belt, and then he gets, you know, upset, call it upset, if you will, by the big man, the All-American Devin Centipani. But I figured, okay, he's going to tune it up a little bit. He's going to come back, you know, he's getting ready for, he doesn't want that little check. He wanted the big check coming to the Arnold Classic and, you know, solidify himself as being back at that show. But we didn't see that. We saw a Dexter who was, you know, should have been, you know, knocking on the doors in that top three, and he was way in the pack again.
Yeah.
Which I feel he made up ground after the prejudging. Prejudging, I thought he was, you know, maybe in eighth place. So to come back that next, you know, later that night, tightened up a little more, but he's falling off here a little bit. But I also hear rumors now that he has joined forces with George Farah.
Yeah, we've got to talk to George and see what the deal is. I don't know if he's just, if that happened after they decided to start working after the SM show, or if, I don't think it was beforehand, because I never heard anything from George.
Yeah, I believe, you know, George is, you know George. You see George at the show. He's always looking for clients there. He likes to talk. So I'm sure he got chewed into Dexter's ear a little bit and said, hey, you know that accent he has. You need to be with me.
Typically, if he's working with somebody, it's not a secret. He lets everybody know.
Oh, he wants them to know right away, yeah. But George is going to have his hands full here. He was on with us last week talking about, you know, this show and never mentioned Dexter, so I assumed that was something that did happen this weekend. So George is going to have his hands full there with Kai, Dexter, Branch. He's got his hands full.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what he does with Kai at the New York Pro.
Well, Kai was out guest posing this weekend in New Jersey over here at the New Jersey Suburban Championships, and he looked very tight, you know. I guess he's about 6 weeks approximately out right now, and he looked very impressive. So, you know, if Kai brings it, it's conditioning. That's always the conditioning thing. We'll see what happens. So going down this list here, the wrap-up here, Ronnie Raquel, you had him over Dexter, right?
Yeah, just based on condition. I mean, physique-wise, Dexter has a better physique. I'm not going to argue that for 1 second. Dexter's got better shape, structure, even better body parts. He's got that round, full look to him, but he was just really off. I mean, from the back, you saw it even more so. And Ronnie, nobody was 100% at the show, with the exception, actually, I saw maybe Kefalianos was close and Etha was close as far as condition. But the top guys, none of them were really 100%. I still think Raquel, just because conditioning is supposed to be so important, they should have recognized that and given him the win.
Especially being over there in his home stomping grounds over there. When I saw and was following that, I was following through the prejudging, the pictures, and a little bit of the video. I felt that was Ronnie's show. I didn't think anyone else was really close to that. And a lot of people were talking of even Johnny Jackson hopping up into that second position over Dexter.
Yeah. I mean, Johnny's upper body is phenomenal. His condition was not very good at all. His legs, they're better than they were a couple of years ago, but they're still, his upper body is just so wide, so thick, so round and full, and the legs it's like a different body.
Yeah, he would need to, when he does those quarter turns, he would need, with that big, strong upper body, he would need Branch Warren legs to, when he turns to it, does his quarter turns, to fill out that massive shoulders, massive chest, you know, traps, back. He would need legs like that to really balance out his physique. And I'm thinking, you know, that's just not going to happen in this late in his career. But you talk to a lot of these athletes, you know, all the MD athletes, and what do you make of Rolly? I mean, he again came in third position here. Again, just like to mention, though, that nobody here in this lineup did qualify for the O, so no one will receive qualifications for this. But what do you say? You talk to these guys. You talk to Rolly. You said, well, what is going on with Rolly?
I really haven't talked in depth to Sybil and Rolly about what I definitely want to, because I want to know why he's doing so many shows. Looked to me, when I saw these pictures, I was just stunned that he looks like he's losing size and fullness. His condition was way off. It looks to me like his body's just shutting down and saying he needs a break, and he's not giving it a break.
Yeah, he's already qualified for the O. I just don't understand his reasoning here. He seems to have, like you said, dropped off a little bit with each show going forward. I mean, is that just because maybe it's, you know, wants to hit a few right in a row, maybe to... I just, like you said, I don't understand his reasoning for hitting so many shows. I mean,
he's not
seems
done.
To be dropping
the New York
dropping
Pro
with
too.
Each one. Yeah, he's playing on New York Pro?
Yeah, I believe he is. So that's, gee, how many shows is that in a row for the poor guy?
That's one, two, this, yeah, it's like four or five, like five shows halfway, you know, not even quarter way through the season here already.
Yeah,
maybe he's trying to do a Silvio Samuel.
Zeke's got tremendous physique. The potential in that guy is just unbelievable, but he needs to take his time between shows, and I don't see him doing that.
Well, rumor has it that I had talked to Sybil when I was out at the Arnold, and she said that they had decided to go his way for the conditioning as far as for his Arnold prep, that he believed that he needed to come in a little fuller, a little more, you know, solid, thicker, you know, maybe not as dried, you know, fill out his body a little more. And she said, okay, you run with it. You do things your way this time, and then if things don't turn out the way you want, now do it my way. Is that what you've heard too?
Yeah, and you could actually see what was going on because she would post little training clips periodically throughout the prep. And pictures and videos, and you could see how big and full he was getting. There was a couple pictures; they really looked morphed. His chest was, you know, which is not a strong body part for him. But in the off season, say about 10, 12 weeks out from Arnold, it was practically in his face, his back. Everything was round, full, thick. He'd put on a tremendous amount of size, but he also got a lot heavier, let himself get out of condition. And from what I understand, they had to rush him at the last minute, put him on a keto diet just to get him in shape for the Arnold. And he lost, as far as I could see, pretty much everything he had gained in that off season between the Olympia and the Arnold.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too. He seemed like he was possibly a little behind. He was trying to play catch up, and that kind of flattened him out. But this guy, Michael Kafalianos, how do you say that name? Kafalianos. This guy also, you know, a little freaky looking built to him. You know, nothing really flows, but he always comes in with pretty sharp conditioning. He is a big guy. You know, what do you make of him? He is, you know, moving forward this year. Last year he missed, you know, had a bunch of runner-up third and fourth place spots where he did miss his Olympia qualification. What do you make of this guy?
I've talked to him. His English isn't spectacular, but hard-working guy. Just he reminds me a lot of Branch as far as genetically, structurally, and shape and everything. He wasn't gifted with ideal shape and structure, but he works his butt off. You see the tremendous muscle density, thickness. He shows up in great condition every time, dry, striated, grainy. You know, he works his butt off because he knows with the structure and shape that he has, that's his only chance. I think it was Australia. He actually did qualify for the Olympia this time.
Yeah, Australia show. And running through some of these other results of the show, the women bodybuilding, that saw the return of that Hila Nielsen after 7 years, came back and won that show pretty easily, handily, as it appeared to be. Did you see any of
that? Yeah, I didn't really follow her career back whenever she was competing before. But, congratulations to her.
Yeah, she looked pretty good after a 7-year layoff. She's claiming that she's going to come back and, you know, take the Olympia's, you know, the victory this year. And another interesting story, too, is the fitness, Tanji Johnson.
You there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, what happened with Tanji? I'm sorry.
Oh, geez, my phone clicked. Yeah, Johnson, she had actually was planning on doing the show. She had flew from Seattle to JFK. Right? Was getting ready to board her flight to go over, and she forgot her passport.
Oh, boy. That's only something Kai would do.
Yeah. Or Kai would wait till the day before to, you know, go get his passport.
Yeah, he actually did that one time.
And I was talking to Sean Ray when he was, you know, a few hours ago, and he was giving me not a funny story, but actually a kind of sad story. He said he's sitting going through customs at the airport, and Dexter Jackson, after winning, working hard this year to finally get his win, sitting through customs, props that first place trophy up on the counter there. Now, what do you think happened?
It broke.
It fell. The whole place went nuts. The gas. Oh my God! His trophy hit the ground, broke in a few pieces. I felt bad for him. We'll be right back there. Hang out with us, Ron. You come back with next segment with us.
Yep.
Okay. We'll be returning in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Oh, my eyes! Business as usual, man! I stole you! It's gone again!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your pro team sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie. Welcome back to MD Radio. We're still here with Ron Harris running down the beats of what went on this weekend. So, one second, we got Hide on hold, but we'll get to him in one second. Ron, what do you take of this Civil Samuel, what you hear here, was going on there, arrested for assault and battery?
Well, obviously innocent until proven guilty, but from what we see now, it does not look good. But, the woman that he was living with, who has two adult children, 19, 20 years old. They were witnesses. Well, he beat her. She went unconscious and continued to beat her. Police were called. He was arrested. He's not a U.S. citizen, so it doesn't look good for Silvio. I don't think we're going to be seeing much of Silvio on stage anytime in the near future at all.
Yeah, I guess if you're, you know, I don't like to talk anything bad about someone to hear, you know, exactly the facts come out, but yeah, hearing that doesn't sound too good. But, you know, I've heard some things about Silvio and what was going on in his life, and, you know, everyone's got their, you know, another side of the story, but, you know, we'll wait and see what happens, how this plays out. So best leave that story alone and, you know, let it play out and let the legal, you know, see what comes out. But wish the best for him. Hope this turns out, you know, not to be exactly what it is, but, you know, I'd like to see him back on stage and get his life straight. So without further ado, we got someone else, Ron, who you're going to be working with here. You know, Steve, the boss, keeps giving you more and more work. We got Hidetada Yamagishi. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to MD Radio. We got Ron Harris on the line with us also. You're going to be working with him. I guess you're going to have a column also on MD?
Cool. Yeah. The good thing is I was actually always working with Hide because I write for Gaspari, and Hide's a Gaspari nutrition athlete.
I've always
been in touch with Hide. It's always,
that's right. We got both of you Gaspari team athletes. So, Hide, I want to say, first off, you know, finally, welcome to Team MD, and congratulations for joining the team.
Thank you very much. I just signed with MD a couple days ago, and I'm very excited.
Well, first off, before we get into anything about, you know, what's going on with your career and what your plans are this year, I want to say, first off, I'm sorry to hear about what happened over in Japan. Do you have any family who were affected by that?
Yeah, actually, my parents live in a city called Sendai, which is the city got most damaged from tsunami. They are lucky. They live way inland, so they have actually no problem. But a lot of, you know, the coast area was wiped out by tsunami. So it's the most difficult time for Japanese people right now.
Yeah, my heart, you know, everyone's hearts goes out to, you know, seeing that footage, seeing the video, what was going on over there. You know, us over here, we don't know what that's like. You know, our country, luckily, we're never really hit with that kind of disasters that often, but that's just a devastating thing, and my hearts go out to your family and everything, first off. So, Hide, tell us a little bit what your plans are this year. I mean, I know you significantly changed your competition schedule. What are your plans this year? Are you going to try to hit a little less shows, you know, take a little easy, you know, gear up for the specific shows where you think you have a chance to come in there and win it? Or what are your plans?
As you guys know, I have done a lot of shows last couple of years. So my plan this year is took some time off in our year, which I already did, and put some size on because, you know, I was, you know, weight is just a number, but, you know, if you want to crack into top six Miss Olympia, you gotta have everything. You gotta have size, you gotta have conditioning. I think I have conditioning and symmetry posing, but I don't have that size, so, which is my goal, bring up a little more size and show up to shock the judges and fans in June, which is Tampa Pro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've developed quite a following and a fan base here in the States. And, I mean, yes, last year saw you with a couple of second-place finishes and, of course, winning the Orlando Europa show. And I remember seeing you for the first time in person. I guess it was at the New York Pro when you took second, and seeing your presentation. Your presentation is spot on. You have an unbelievable presentation. Your posing is, you know, it just tells a story almost. How did you develop your posing style? Is that something to do with your background, maybe your martial arts or something like that?
I have done practice martial arts since I was a kid, but actually I wasn't a good poser when I started, but I practiced a lot, and I had a mentor taught me how to pose. So when I was amateur, I spent a lot of time practice posing, and since then I haven't done practice too much like before, but once you know around how to present yourself, it's never gone. So right now I don't say I'm a very good poser, but I know what pose is good for me, so I know how to present best myself.
Yeah, I mean, to see a lot of guys now, and I mean I could take it, you know, as an excuse when you see amateurs up there in their first, second, third show, fifth show, I don't know, even tenth show, say they, you know, when they finally turn pro, and they finally step up on stage, on a pro stage, and you see these guys, and they can't even pose. They can't even do quarter turns, let alone put together a routine that doesn't look much less than a, you know, guest posing routine.
Right.
Why is that? Why do you see that, guys? You know, putting more time in the gym, forgetting about the presentation? What exactly is, you know, up with this?
I would say it's, you know, personal preference. It's actually good for me, you know. Nobody really practice posing. That's why my practice, you know, can stand out. That's actually good for me. But, you know, bodybuilding is, you have, like I said, you have to have everything. So if you have mass, enough mass and condition, but you don't present yourself good on the stage, you know, people don't see it. So,
Exactly. And you hit some of those poses that are, you know, no one else does. Similar to Kai Greene. He does a lot of poses, a lot of presentation no one else does. So
right.
Tell us a little bit, what are your plans for this year? What is the first show you're going to be hitting, and what other shows? Where can we see you on stage this year?
I'm getting ready for Tampa Pro, which is on June 25. So
okay.
It's 10 weeks out right now. I mean, pro bodybuilding weekly show.
Yeah, the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Show, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's that will be my first show in this season. Of course, I'm going there to win, then coming back to Olympia. That's my plan.
No, I'd love to see you there, bro. Now, tell us, last year, I know towards the end of the year when you were getting ready for the Olympia, you had hurt your quad. How's that? Is that rebuilt for you? Is everything healed up on that?
Yes. I had this injury right after New York Pro last year. So actually I had not trained legs like half a year last year. But right now I can train, you know, no problem, nothing is wrong. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, that sounds great, Hide. I want to just say once again, thank you for coming on with us. You know, welcome to MD, and I'm looking forward to seeing you down here in Tampa, and I'm sure you're going to do some serious damage. And if you put on any muscle onto that frame of yours, a pound of muscle, you're going to be someone to really reckon with. So for Ron Harris there, you know, you're going to be talking to him more than you were before, so get used to it.
I just want to add, Hide, I consider right now in bodybuilding and pro bodybuilding the two best posers in the sport. Not dancers or performers, but posers are you and Dennis Wolf. As far as the transitions, the classic poses, you two right now are the best posers and really the only ones, to my eye, that put the time in and do it right.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to me.
Okay. Okay, Hide, for Team MD, welcome, my brother, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Hide. Okay, we're going to go to break right now, and we'll be back with Big, the Mammoth, Brian Shaw. Thank you.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey! Hey! I still you! Let's go again! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Go ahead, go!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know.
Welcome back. We are here again with Ron Harris, you know, wrapping up this with Hide. What do you think of Hide this year? What do you think his chances are? I mean, this guy's got a serious amount of muscle on that frame. What do you think?
I think he's bringing up the areas he needed to. Even last year when he was, even in the couple of years when he was competing too frequently, I thought, to be able to make gains, he was still making progress from show to show. His back and his arms used to be liabilities, and they're definitely a lot better than they were. Obviously, he's got tremendous shoulders, quads, hams, calves, chest. It's really just been the back and the arms that were holding him back, and I think he's come a long way toward making those stronger body parts.
Yeah, I mean, he's like I said, his presentation is what really sold me on him. And, you know, if you had the pleasure of meeting him at any shows and become a fan of his, you see what a genuinely nice guy this guy is, too.
Yeah, he's always at the Gaspari booth. He sits there and talks to people as long as they want to talk. He takes pictures. He's very, very good ambassador for the sport. I'm so glad we have him now.
Oh, yeah. So this guy we got coming up next, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of meeting this guy. He's another real nice guy in the sport. You know, you see these giant men and, you know, out there in the strong man, and you say, wow, these guys must be mean, nasty guys. But this guy, he's you know, a typical big, you know, teddy bear. This guy is just a great guy. I had a pleasure of talking with him out at the Arnold, and, you know, just a super nice guy, isn't it? Big Brian Shaw, the mammoth. Are you there, Brian? Is he with us? I don't know if we have him online.
Hey, Rodney, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man.
I'm with Ron Harris, our beat reporter and editor here for Muscular Development. Also, he's online with us today. How you doing, brother?
Oh, me? I'm fine. I'm talking to Brian.
Brian, how's it going, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. This guy, you know, just won the Arnold Classic, you know. And tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved. And we know that you're a Team MHP athlete, and I've heard rumors over there at the MHP office that you're chowing down cases of that new pudding every day. What's going on with you?
Well, my background is I grew up in Colorado.
just kind of born and raised, and growing up, I got into basketball, and pretty much I played basketball through high school, and I was fortunate enough to get a college scholarship to play in college, and so I played 4 years there, and then when I got done with that, I went into my goal was to be a college strength and conditioning coach, and actually got into that and moved to Arizona, and I started being got a graduate assistant position at Arizona State, basically learned a lot more about training down there. And the first time I really did anything involving strongman was when we trained the players. We'd have the players do some tire flips or, just really basic strongman events. And that's the first time I got my hands on any of it. And I kind of, as I got into that, I kind of figured out it was not my time to not quit being the athlete and start being the coach. I still wanted to be the athlete. So I kind of put that on hold and moved back to Colorado. And, basically from there, I just started entering strongman contests and entered my first one basically right around the end of 2005, beginning of 2006. And just progressively have worked my way up since then. I mean, it's...
That's an amazing story. I mean, I was just telling Ron here that, about your basketball playing days, and he was shocked. I mean, you're 6'8", nearly, 450 pounds. How much weight have you put on since your basketball days? I know you weren't in the 400-pound range, right?
No, not even close. I actually played... I think I finished my senior year. I went into my senior year weighing about 260.
Woo!
Wow. But I mean, the thing is with that is I've always been able to gain, like I just have a big frame. So I've always been able to gain a lot of weight. And of course, when you're playing basketball in college, you've got, twice a day practice. You're, going in before you go to class and doing individual workouts. And then you've got team workouts after school, I mean, so it's just, you're nonstop.
We're talking serious weight here, Brian. We're talking, nearly 180 pounds, 170 pounds?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is now. Jeez, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you, Brian. When I've seen these guys close up, like I remember the first time I met Kazmaier, I was just stunned by how big and thick the joints were. Like his wrists were, as big around as my thighs, his ankles, everything was just built for power. Is that you? Do you have that type of structure, or are you more of a tall guy with a normal frame who just put on all this muscle?
I've always been just bigger. Like I have a really big frame, and you're right. Kaz is Kaz. He's kind of larger than life anyway. But
you make him look like a little boy.
I got up in high school. I got up to probably, before I started training, I already weighed probably 265, 270 before. Obviously, not good weight, but just, I was just a big kid, And so once I started training and working out, I dropped some weight. And obviously, I was a lot better basketball player at a lower body weight. But, it was funny because when I got done playing basketball in college, I really, within 3 or 4 months, I was already almost 300 pounds, So it was... something where I quit running, I started eating more and training a lot harder. And, it's a very natural thing for me to just put weight on,
And Brian, now, I know you do all the strongman, a lot of strongman guys, you see them, they do specific training. I know Derek Poundstone, I've seen him doing, he still does, gym lifts also. Were you also very strong in gym lifts, like the bench press, squat, deadlift? Are you also strong in those?
Yeah, I actually, just about three weeks here in the end of March, we did I did a contest over in London that had just a standard deadlift, so standard plate, standard bars, and I set the new strongman world record in that event with my last lift was 946 pounds. So I'm really good at deadlift. I don't ever really max out with squat. I always, the lowest I would probably go on that is like a double or a triple, maybe a double. Just
it's a long way down at 6'8".
Yeah. But, I can still squat a good amount of weight. I mean, that's, if I go down to like a double or triple, I can, you know, get into the 800s with that. So it's not like, you know, those lists aren't weak. And then really, for me, the only bench that I do is mainly like a either a floor press or like a close grip, but all of it's very close, like close grip to work like the anterior deltoid and more tricep power.
Yeah. Tell us this, though. What I want to know is, you know, we don't know about the lifting. We know you're strong as hell and big. Now, I know you just got off the plane traveling today, right?
Yes, yep.
Now, what do the stewardess and the pilot, what do they say when they see someone big as hell like you come walking on the plane? Do they make you sit in the back, or what do you take up the whole front of the plane? And what kind of car do you drive, or what kind of truck?
Yeah, I have, honestly, traveling, like, to answer that question first, it's traveling is an experience for me every time because, you know, I get in there, and the first thing I do when I check in is ask the, whoever's standing at the counter if they can try to help me out a little bit with a different seat or, you know, whatever. And, unfortunately,
everything's
kind of different, so you never know if you're going to get lucky with leg room or not. But, I mean, I have a really hard time just getting into a normal seat.
You don't fly a coach, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh, my God.
What?
Could you imagine this guy, Ron, coming down the aisle of the plane, and you're sitting there and saying, oh, just let no one sit next to me. And you see this guy, 6'8", you know, 450 pounds, rumbling down the way, and you're like, he's going to make the plane turn constantly to the left. We're going to be flying in circles.
Yeah.
I don't believe you can fit into a coach seat. I find it impossible to believe.
I barely fit in the coach seat.
That show.
Yeah, the coach, I mean, this weekend I only had a flight to Chicago, so that wasn't bad at all. But, I mean, I've got stuck, a couple different flights have been, when I flew to, I had to fly to South Africa twice last year, and both of those, there's direct flights out of Atlanta, and that's 17 hours on one plane, you know. So, I get up a lot, and I go back and stand by the bathroom. I mean, that's pretty much what I do, you know.
And you must have to bring a ton of food with you on a flight like that.
Yeah, I pack. I mean, I've got, all kinds of snacks. And then, you know, what's funny is depending on the flight attendants and whatever, they'll normally kind of realize, hey, you know, this little, you know, plate of food that we give all the other people isn't really going to work. And normally I can kind of get on their good side and they'll give me a couple extra of those meals too, you know. So, but it's like I said, it's an adventure.
I couldn't imagine this one. I barely squeeze into those bathrooms there. What if you have to go to the bathroom? How the hell are you fitting there?
Well,
you hold it?
taking a crap is out of the question.
Oh, no.
I couldn't sit down and take a good dump in there. I don't know how you could even fit in there.
it's not happening. It's not possible. And so, and then even... Honestly, even getting in there, I mean, it just turned sideways and try to, you know, shove the door closed and take a piss or whatever. But, I mean, it's...
It looks like the circus clown's coming out of a freaking little VW. You're squeezing your big ass in there.
You must not be claustrophobic.
No, not really, no. I mean, luckily. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble if I was.
Terror all the time.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit now, what do you have planned? What's coming up next for you?
Well, I've got, honestly, right now I've kind of got the summer set up. I'm going to do the Liberty Strongman Classic, which is held in Philadelphia, and that's over the 4th of July weekend. And then really after that, I'm scheduling right now to all my training just going up to World's Strongest Man, and that's normally in September, and that's the other than obviously the Arnold, that's like the biggest, the main focus contest for me. So I'm gonna
defend that title, right?
Pretty much in June for that. So
that's good. I want to say thank you for coming on, Brian. And like I said, you're a great guy. I mean, I have a picture on my camera of Greg Valentino was coming on with us up next and backstage after you won the Arnold Classic, and we look like two little boys standing next to you. So I want to wish you the best of luck and, you know, for an MHP athlete, and keep eating that protein pudding. I know that stuff is good. It's filling you out, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I do that, and, And, you know, do my three up your mash shakes a day. I mean, I live on that stuff, so.
Okay, brother. Well, best of luck, and we'll see you on that Strongman stage again soon, brother, all right?
Awesome, Roddy. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Brian. Take care, brother. We're off to break, Brian. We come back, we got the rambling freak, Greg Valentino, baby.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Son! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Hey! I still here! Let's go again!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid
muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bbxsports.com. That's bbxsports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie.
Welcome back. Without further ado, got a little long-winded in that last segment, but we got the Rambling Freak joining us here from New York. How's it going, Greg?
Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm staying out of tanning bed, so this is Rodney Roller over here today.
Oh, shit. I'm talking to a white dude?
The no, white guy with the bald head. The other short, bald guy.
I'm headed into a homeless lady's vagina right now, better known as fucking Chinatown in New York City. You ever smell that shit over there? It smells like a fucking dick.
I stay out of there. They charge $60 for a massage over there. That's too much for me.
Well, I'm not going to get a massage. I'm going to eat. Isn't it funny? You go to eat down there, and the shit stinks so bad. It's fucking unbelievable.
Greg, I got a question for you about eating.
What's going on? Is that Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, how are you doing?
Good. Bigger, stronger, faster. You're eating a steak with your hands. Did you do that just to be crazy for the movie?
No,
I can answer that fucking question. Excuse the language. We were over at my favorite steakhouse there, Nebraska Steakhouse, Mona's place. And he says, you don't mind if I eat this with my fingers, do you?
Oh, come on.
You know what it is? I'm a dirty guinea. And us dirty guineas, we eat with our hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it. I don't even think about it. I forgot that the cameras were going. Like, you know, it's just natural and shit. So I don't know. I started eating it. You know, that's the way I eat. You've been with me, Rodney. You've seen me.
I was there. I was there a couple of times with you in Nebraska, and I swear, you know, besides the potatoes, but, you know, he used a spoon for that or something, but the steak, he picked it up.
Hey, Rodney, remember what's his name? Robbie took a picture of me, and I was eating something. What the fuck was it that I was eating? It looked like I was sucking a dick. What was that? Do you remember that?
What the hell was that?
Do you remember that with Maz?
Yeah, I remember what I don't remember what you're eating though. I remember taking
that
picture.
It would look like Robbie Duran took a picture, and he goes, "Holy shit!" Like, look at this. And we looked at it. It looked like I had a dick in my mouth. Remember that? What was that?
I don't know. Was that zucchini or something? I don't know what it was.
No, it wasn't zucchini. You know what it was? It was either the bone or a piece of bread. But the way it was sideways, it looked like a big dick.
Oh, that was the bone, the ribeye. That was the bone from the ribeye steak.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
that was
I think
the
that's
most
what it was.
Picture. I told Rob, don't put that shit on the internet.
That was good. We gotta get back over to see Mona again. She's been asking when we come back over to chat on for another steak. So what else we got going on, brother? I mean, you're one of my favorite columns every month to pick up there on MD. What's going on with the Rambling Freak?
You know, he's just waiting for some Epo blast sent his way. No, you know, the same shit. I'm just doing my thing. You know, I got the book is going into its third printing in a year. It's going through two already. So I mean, I'm really happy about that. I'd be a little bit more happy if they gave me my fucking money. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for my check.
You get royalties on that, or what? You get it on the back end? What you
do?
Oh yeah.
I got upfront money to write that book, but not a lot, a couple thousand, and I had to split it with the guy that Nathan, who makes it legible. Because believe it or not, I wrote that shit all in caps. He had to fucking convert that shit.
All in caps.
I know Ron Harris likes that. You love reading my stuff in capitals, right?
I do. I used to help Lee with his stuff. I had to convert all his stuff in caps, too.
A million fucks that he wrote in there. Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would take out about half of those.
I, you know what? I'm sorry. I forget that I'm on the radio. And so, am I allowed to say fuck?
I don't know. Ask your boss about that.
I think the internet, there's no rules at all about that.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck it. Yeah, but, you know, other than that, you know, it's the same shit, you know. I've just been doing my thing, and, you know.
Are you a big Yankees fan who made it out there to New York to catch any of the games this year or what?
What, the Yankee games? No,
yeah.
I want to go. I'm going to go because now me and my son are reunited, so I'm definitely going to go to a Yankee game, you know.
Get some Cracker Jacks with your son, play father.
Oh, man, eat some hot dogs, you know. I love it. I want to. I used to go to Yankee Boston all the time. I used to take my ex-wife.
We used to go, you know, we go outside and we eat and drink before we go in Yankee Stadium. Sit in the bodegas over there, get a 40, the cheap beers, and then go into Yankee Stadium. Is that what you do?
You know what it is? I don't drink, Rodney. You've been with me. You know what I mean? I don't drink. I only drink water. Hold on. I'm going to a toll booth. I don't want to get a Ron, talk to him for a second. I don't want to get a ticket. Hold on.
What were you saying, Rodney? I'm surprised he pays the fucking toll.
Oh, well,
he's going through
I remember the first time I went over George Washington Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
$20.
Hey, guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Where are you going through, dude?
I went through the toll booth on a Henry Hudson West Side Highway. You know, it's $4 fucking toll. It used to be 50 cents like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so who are you going out to meet your girl in the city right now?
Yeah, well, my girl and a bunch of people, you know. Yeah, I do it a lot on Mondays and stuff, you know. So she's already there. She lives
I think that's
church.
Who we should have waited and had you meet her and bring her on. We want to hear some of these stories if she can, you know.
Oh my gosh!
I want to know did she read your call?
Yeah, she you know she reads my call. Sometimes she corrects shit. You know what I mean on my call. She's actually she's good with typing and all that shit. You know.
Wow. Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time. We had a crazy show, but I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll get you back on again, okay, Greg?
All right. Hey, Ronnie. Boston sucks.
Ron, thank you, my brother.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was fun.
All right, man. Thank you again for episode 107, Down the Tubes. Thank you, Sean. Good night, everybody. Peace out.
Good night.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your...
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.